Okay, today is Daf Lamed Vav in Menachos. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Daskal family, the Zecher Nishmas, Benuka Freida, Bas Yaakov Yehuda, the Shama Shehav and Aliyah. Okay, so we are on the top of Lamed Vav. It's talking about tefillah. So Amar Rav Chisda. Chisda says, Sach bein tefillah v'tefillah. So what did the guy do? The guy spoke, or he had a hefsek between putting on his tefillin shel yad, the tefillin shel rosh. He made a hefsek. The halacha is chozer u'mevarech. So before he puts on the tefillin shel rosh, since he made a hefsek from the bracha he made the tefillin shel yad, so before he puts on the tefillin shel rosh, he has to make a bracha. Because the bracha from the yad is not. Rashi explains. Rashi says, right? He says. Bein tefillah shel tefillah, bein shel yad shel rosh, the sefer kodem shel yaniach ofsan al rosh. So you have to make another bracha. We're talking now. Today's daf has a lot of like hotbed topics when it comes to tefillin. We're talking about tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The whole to do today's daf. It's a sach tefillah. Tefillah chozer mevarech. So sach in. So the Gemara seems to ask the question. Only if he speaks between putting on the shel yad and the shel rosh, he has to make a bracha on the shel rosh. But lo sach lo. But if he didn't sach, he doesn't have to make a bracha on the shel rosh. What do you mean? You only make a bracha on the shel rosh if you made a hefsek between the shel yad and the shel rosh. Baha, we have the following case: Shalach from Chia Berei de Rab, from Chia the son of Rab. Shalach from Chia Berei de Rabunda Mishmei de Rabbi, the Yochman, right? Al tefillah shel yad on the tefillin of your shel yad, you Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Chaim Nachlam. Asher Kishonam Tzavet Zivan on the tefillin. Al tefillin shel rosh Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Chaim Nachlam. You make two brachas no matter what. What do you mean? You only make the bracha if you're sach, but if you're not sach, you don't make the second bracha? So she clearly you do make the second bracha. So Avaye Berava, the Amri Tarvayu, they both said, lo sach, if you didn't speak, or you didn't make a hefsek between Anachas Tefillin and Shel Yad, and the Shel Rosh, then Mevarech Achas. You only make one bracha. But, sach, if you did speak between Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, you make two brachos. Okay? So we'll get to what that means. So according to basic shot in Rashi, Rashi says, Lo sach, he didn't speak, Ein mevarech ela al shel yad bilvad. You only make a bracha on the shel yad. According to Rashi, the way he interprets the Gemara, there is no bracha on the shel rosh, unless you had a hefsek. Then you have to make another bracha on the shel rosh. So they all ask. So a guy does something wrong, and now we give him now he makes a bracha. We made his whole takana for the bracha for a guy who did something incorrect. So that's Rashi's shot. Let's just finish the Gemara. So Tanu learn a brisa, right? Sach ben tefillah letefillah. If someone speaks between the shel rosh, putting on a shel rosh and a shel yad and a shel rosh, aveira hu biyado. That's an aveira. The chozer alem erchei amalchama. Because of this aveira, that's enough to have him return from battle. So all the sinners return from battle. This is a big enough sin to have him return from battle, which is an interesting point. Like, it's only the rabbanon, he still returns from battle, but it's not such a big. Why is it such a big deal? So that's how Rashi explains the Gemara. Rashi explains the Gemara as being simply that if you speak between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel, if you don't speak between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, all you do is you made a bracha on Tefillin Shel Yad and you're done. That's it. You don't have to make another bracha. The only time you make a bracha on the Shel Rosh is if you happen to have been sach between Tefillin Shel Yad the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Tosos does not like this at all. Right? Tosos in Divrei Maaser lo sach, right? Towards the second Divrei Maaser on the page says Lo Sach Mevarech Achas Sach Mevarech Shtayim. Perish Bekonshus. Rashi explains Lo Sach Mevarech Achas. If he didn't have a hefsek, he only makes one bracha. Bein Shel Yad, Bein Shel Rosh. It goes on both of them. But Sach, if he's Sach, then Mevarech Shtayim. He makes two brachas. L'aniach Tefillin B'Shel Yad and Amitzas Tefillin B'Shel Rosh. The Rabbi Natan Perish. Rabbi Natan says no. Lo Sach, if he didn't speak, that means Mevarech Achas L'Shel Rosh, right? And then Mevarech Achas L'Shel Rosh. Mevarech al mitzvah tefillin. If he didn't, the whole thing of sach and lo sach mevarech achas mevarech shtayim is only going on the shel rosh. Of course, right away, if you make the bracha on the shel yad, laniach tefillin. Now, if lo sach, you make one bracha on the shel rosh, al mitzvah tefillin. If sach, so you made the hefsek, so now make two brachas on the shel rosh. If you weren't yotzei with the first bracha, right? That's what Meir Tam says. Meir Tam here is lo sach mevarech achas on shel rosh, mevarech al mitzvah tefillin. Shezohi birchaso. But sach, then mevarech veiz le shel rosh. Laniach the al mitzvahs, the Cain and Kosov, and that's what's also written in the Shimush Rabba the tefillin. Shimush Rabba is apparently some work of the Rishonim that's quoted extensively by Hilchos tefillin. So Rabbi Natan basically has the Ashkenazic way of doing it. You make a bracha on both. When do you make two brachas on the shel rosh? only if you spoke between the Shel Yah and the Shel Rosh. Then you have to make another bracha, right? Onto the Shel Rosh, right? So that's what's brought down. That's what's brought down on halacha, right? Yaniach tefillin Shel Yah tefillah, v'yivarech on yach tefillin, right? V'acherkach yaniach tefillin Shel Rosh, v'lo yivarech aleg, v'lo yivarech ki im bracha achas v'shneihem. That's the machaber. He's passing like Rashi. But yesh omrim v'yivarech al Shel Rosh al mitzvos tefillin. And you make the bracha on the Shel Rosh al mitzvos tefillin. I feel the low hiskus b'tayim. If you didn't have any, the chayim pashan aminig with ne'ashnas shel varkos ne'brachos. That's how we do on ashnas. We make two brachos. But halacha is also, what do we say after Mr. Shel, the bracha on the Shel Rosh? What do? We say baruch shem. Well, I'm still worried about the shita of Rashi. He says, I told Lomar Tomei that it's bracha shniyah baruch shem kumachus olamavod because you're worried about, you know, bracha shem tzrifa. So it's really bracha shem tzrifa. I should be making it at all. I don't know what the bracha shem comes to do. Sort of trying to, you know, have your cake to eat too, which is fine for dessert. But I don't know if you can do that when it comes. But that's what comes out. That's the machlokes you need to have. You look at the Gadilah when you make one bracha. Good. We make two. Okay. First, that's the first case. Tana. Next case. Talking about Hilchos Tefillin. Yeshuhuya Meniyah. When you put on the tefillin, which one goes in first? We all know, right? Meniyah Shel Yad. We all know. We have to figure out why we know. First you put on the tefillin Shel Yad, and then you put on the Shel Rosh. First the Yad, then the Rosh. And when you take them off, right, what do you do? The opposite. Cholit Shel Rosh. First you take off the Shel Rosh. The Africa Cholit Shel Yad, and then you take off the Shel Yad. Now Gemara says, so Pishlam, I understand why when you're putting them on, I understand the order when you're putting it on. Kishehu Meniyach Shel Yad, the Africa Meniyach Shel Rosh. Why? Because that goes in the order. What the pasuk say? Uksharkim lo sa yadfa yadefa v'hadar b'yuz what the pasuk b'nefa. Do it in order, right? Ella shkishu cholitz shel rosh ve'achakat cholitz shel yad minolan. How do I know that's the case? How do I know that's true? So Amar Rava, right? Rava said Rav Huna asked for me. Rav Huna explained to me the makor for this kid. Amar Kra, the pasuk says the hayu, which is in plural. They shall be by you the totafos beirin echem. By you is in Lashon Rabim, right? So calls Lashon Rabim calls man she beirin echem yihu shtayim. If the tefillin are between your eyes, which means they're on your rosh, there have to be two tefillin. So you always have to have the shel yad on when your shel rosh is on. So if when it comes to now taking things off, you can't take off the shel yad first. The totafos is only the hayu. The Shel Rosh has to come off first. So I think that would answer why you put the Shel Yah on first also. Why you need the drush of the other drush of the pasuk? It answers both. Right? He says, that's it. That's why it comes off first. Question though is like I said before, that last pasuk, doesn't it? It says every time the Shel Rosh is on, the Shel Yah has to be on. So that answers the first reason for why you put the Shel Yah on first. Why do you need the second? Why do you need the first rosh? Rav Huna says that. Vahayu, that's the shot of Vahayu. Right, Rav Ashi says, Vahayu is Masha Shnayim. Kos Mansha Yu Bein Nefim Shnayim. Kos Mansha Osten Shel Rosh Menachim. Osten Shel Yah Nan Menachim. Alma the Rosh Call it for Rasha. It's Rosh, but the Rosh comes off first. Interesting. I don't know why you don't have a... Still, going back for a second, the question is, we say that if you sat then fill the tefillah, it makes a big difference for the bracha. Right? So according to Rashi and the Machaber, if you sat, you have to make two brachas, then you make a bracha on the Shel Rosh. And according to the Tosos and the Ramah, if you sat, then you make two brachas on the Shel Rosh. So what's considered a hefsek? Between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. So the Rosh in the Siman Tezvav in the Piskei Tefillin in the back of the Menachah says that you can't be Masik even for a Nias Amin Yeheshmei Rabbah or Kedusha or Amin at all. You can't stop at all if you're putting on your Shel Yad and your Shel Rosh. He says even though it's not so bad because it's not Tikha B'Hela, nevertheless, therefore if you did that, you wouldn't have to come back from battle. But nevertheless, he says it's usher because it's supposed to be dropping in Tzrifa. You can't. That's a sock. But the Mordechai brings down the name of Rabbeinu Tam, but it's the Akko Tvarim Batalim in Alabi Masa. It's similar to like Mapsik that had Yesuda. You can always say to bring the salt. I guess maybe if you're wearing tefillin, and I don't know, the same Torah is not falling out, you say, wait, same Torah is falling out, that may be okay. You don't have to make a, you don't have to make another bracha, because that's not Dvar and Batalim. But, right, it says Dvar and Batalim, you're not allowed to be Mavsik, but Kaddish and Baruchu, that's not Hefsik, because, I guess, it was in the past. If you don't say it now, say that's a Baruchu, and they don't, and they sing Baruchu, and you're in between, you don't say the answer Baruchu, you're going to miss it. That's not Dvar and Batalim. That's, you need it right now. Right? And as I'm focused now between Beis Yosef and the Ogre. Okay, true that you're not, you are allowed to make that hefsek. So I have to say, let's say according to us, we get to make another bracha now. Okay, that's mutter to do it, but that's still considered a hefsek, and you have to make a bracha. Right, so I put on my shal yad, and now I said Yehesh Meirava. Do I have to make a vadiyah on my shal rosh? The Ashkenaz and the vadiyah and amitzas on my shal rosh. So that's my focus between the right. That's the Beis Yosef says yes, we should do it. And the Ogre brings down the Rashba, that you don't have to. The Beis Yosef says you wouldn't have to be Chozer Mevarech, and the Ogre says you would have to be Chozer Umevarech. Okay. We don't have to. We just bring down the Machlokas. Okay. Now. Yeah, you should. Right. How many of us do that, though? I'm late. And you come running in, and you just. How many of you even say the bracha at that moment in time when you're late? Just come in and just wrap it up. Okay. So now, the brisa is not going to talk. The Gemara is not going to talk to the bring down a brisa that can be explained in one of two ways. There is a major machlokas, and we'll see in a moment. There is a major machlokas to whether or not Shabbos is considered zman tefillin. There's a lot of words to be tefillin on Shabbos. So we're going to bring down a brisa. And Rashi basically explains that this brisa goes according to the Manda Amar that says Shabbos is lots of tefillin. But the Shita Mikubetet, I believe the Rush, right, the Rush, in the same Hilchos, in the same Simon Yizayin, says you can even explain this upcoming brisa, even according to the Manda Amar that Shabbos is lots. Shabbos is Man tefillin. Okay? So that's we can have a Machlokas, we see in Amud Beis, we're going to have a Machlokas, in the Tanoim, if Laila is Man tefillin or not. But Yosef Yehuda holds that Laila is Ain is Man tefillin. Right, and Rabbi Yossi holds it's usher min Torah to put tefillin on at night. And Rabbi Kiva is going to hold that Laila is mitzvah tefillin. So there's a whole machlokas now how to explain this brisa. Let's see how it goes. Tana Rabbanan, brisa says, so if someone puts on tefillin before Alos HaShachar, tefillin may emasan nivarech aleihem. When do you make the bracha? When you put on the tefillin. When do you make the bracha? Mishas hanachasan. At the time that you're allowed to put on the tefillin. That's when you make the bracha, which is when the zman is after alos hashachar. I think that's when the day gets brighter and you can recognize your mishnayak, or even if you haven't seen the person in a while from Dalet Amos. That's what Rashi says, and the Rosh is the same thing. So that's when you can make the bracha. Mishas hanafasa. So ketzad. So what's the ketzad? So the following, I told you how to read this, but read it as follows: ketzad, which means, let's look at Rashi for a second. Mivarech alei mishas hanafasan, mishas zman hanafasan. The Alma v'perakam, the brachos, the kriyashma, acherim omrim, mishayiru, faveru, mevirachot dalet atmos, marmin hasam, the tefillin kacherim. Gomar, lanachas tefillin kacherim, mishayakir dalet atmos. That's what you have to do. It says, so ketzad, let's say you have a guy, right, who wants to put on his tefillin before, for whatever reason, he's going on a trip, he's not going to have time, he's going to go put on his tefillin on the railroad, and when they get to Jamaica, then they'll dab. Whatever, you know, however it is. It happens more in Israel. They have the minyanim on the train. So he puts on the tefillin beforehand. So hay ketzad, hayamashkin latzeis l'derech. So he's going to go on the way before Alos HaShachar. U'mis yarei shema yogdu. So he's afraid he's going to lose his tefillin. So what does he do? Mei nichon. He's allowed to put them on. Puts them on, right? So according to Mandama, says, Laila is Zman tefillin, there's no problem. According to Mandama, says, Laila is not Zman tefillin, we have an exception over here, because you're putting it on before the Zman. So he says, Menichon, puts it on his head, Ukeshiagiyaz Manon, and when it comes to the right time, what does he do? Minmashmesh Bahen, he touched them or moved them a little bit, and Mivarech Aleihem. And then you can make the bracha. The point of the Mandalma says that Laila is Man Tefillin, why can't you make the bracha right there? Like they get a hold that even though Laila is Man Tefillin, there's a Takanas Chazal not to put on Tefillin at night, because you might fall asleep, and maybe Shema Yafia. So they don't have that. So that's what he said. But in this instance, they say, put it on. I don't see why I can't make the bracha. Okay. So ad masay manichan. So until when can you keep the tefillin on your head? How long are you allowed to have tefillin on your head? So 3 days are brought down. Number one is the Tana Kama, acha tishka hachama. Shat means until sunset. So somewhere else it says it's right? Rashi says tishka hachama. What does it say here? So Rashi says it's Shkiyas. That's number one. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, what does he say? Shades of Chanukah. Ad Shetichla Regman Hashuk. So most people are no longer in the street. Then it's a little, I guess it's a little bit later. Then you have to take off the tefillin. Vachachamim, they're even more makel. But Omerim, Ad Zman Shena. You can't have to take it off before you go to sleep. Do it all night until you fall asleep. Then you have to take it off. Right, that's according to the Rid, that means when you go to sleep. But the Tosis brings down. He says, where is that? Where's that Tosis? Rabbi Yaakov, right? Last one. Rabbi Yaakov Omer Achkol Chalak Meshuk Chamin Omer Zman Shena. Rabbi Yaakov Chalak Tzvirule. He explains. Rabbi Yaakov and Chalak hold that what Tzvirule who's a Lila is my Tzvirule. Lila is this man for Tzvirule. This Cholik, the Machlokas is. They're Ela Chayshino and Shema Yishon Behen. The closest that you may fall asleep from them. So they make a takon, you have to take it off beforehand. But Ovid Rav Yaakov, Harchaka Tzvei Mid Rabbanan. Rav Yaakov just makes a bigger Harchaka than the Rabbanan, right? Because Rav Yaakov says, Shetikla Regla Menashuk. Now some say, Azman Shema. Till you go to sleep. Okay? Umodim Chachamim the Rav Yaakov. But the Chachamim and Rav Yaakov are molded to Tanakamba. Even though, according to Tosafot, they hold that Lila is Matvillin, they hold She'im Chotzon, right, Latseis L'Beis HaKisei, only Kansa Mechar Merchas. Let's say, right before Shkia, I have to go to the bathroom, I go to the bathhouse, right, take off my Tvillin. Right, remember, these are my Tvillin all day. You take off his Tvillin. And now when he comes out, Shaka Akamo, now when he comes out, sunset already, their Modeh, Shuv Enofozer Mignifat. At that point in time, you don't put him back on. They say you can leave them on until that time, but you can't put them back on the Katsila at that time. That's how Rashi explains it. Tosfos and the Rosh and the Shita, they're Cholik, and they say the point of Yaakov Chachamim, again, that Laila's Man Mitzvah. Nevertheless, the Chachamim were Machayah them to take it off. It's a point to Rashi. The point to Man Amru says that Laila is Man Tfilin. Laila is not Man Tfilin. So these Shitas hold, Laila's not Man Tfilin means you may not put them on at night. But if they are on, you can keep them on. But according to the Tosos, it says that and Ashito says that this whole Bryce is going for the Man number that Lila is not Zman Tfilin. That Lila is not Zman Tfilin. So this is kind of remember you fall asleep. So how far along that Lila is Zman Tfilin? So the whole reason by not putting things on till at night is just because of the Takana, right? So therefore, they have a takana, you have to take it off. And they said, if you took it off beforehand, don't put it back on. It's part of their takana. So, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, halacha to Rabbi Yaakov. The halacha is like Rabbi Yaakov, who said what? That, achatikla regimen ashuk. That's what they said, halacha like Rabbi Yaakov. Rav Chizda, Rabbi Barhuna, maslu b'hu arta. They were davening mariv, after it got dark. I mean, they were davening Marv Bisman, which means after it got dark, and their tefillin was still on them. Imagine that, going into like Shomer Shabbos, davening Marv with their tefillin on. Davening Mincha at that time. Okay, so Ika da Amri, so they had their tefillin on, right, they had their tefillin on as it got dark. I guess they're holding like Rav Yaakov, you can keep the tefillin on. Yeah, they say there's a lot. They say that there's Isser. There's Isser, I say, or there's a lot. We'll see that. You're not allowed to put the tefillin on at night. Right. That's on Shabbos. If we paskin, we're going to see that the machlokas, as to whether or not Shabbos, it may be connected, Laila and Shabbos. Right now, we're talking about Laila. Regular night, whether you have them on, whether they have them on. We'll talk about that also. We'll get to that in a moment. Stitches, you can still wear it, right? We'll get to that. I don't think so. Right. Maybe from the drushes of the psukim, right? But there's some. There is a machlok, right? So Rav Chizkiya, Rav Huna, Machshel Buch Ba'orta. Ika the army. Some say Amar Rav Nachman ain't a loch Rav Yaakov. Some say that Rav Nachman the loch is not like Rav Yaakov, who says right. Rather, it's like the Tanakama. Right? No one's going to hold this chabim apparently. Rather, it's like the Tanakama, who says that right away at Shkia or Tzeis, you have to take off. You have to take off the tefillin. The Gemara then says, wait a second, you tell me the halacha, you have to take it off right away at Shkia. Let's go with Shkia. You take it off at Shkia. But we just worked on a case where they were wearing their tefillin at night. So the Gemara says, hopefully go. So Rav Chizkiya and Rav Huna, they were choluk, and they held the halacha like Rav Yaakov, not like the ones who say that they're in a halacha like Rav Yaakov. There was a machlokas. We have to get to Psach. They were able to Psach one way, and that's all. The Gemara says, Umi Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Hachi. Can you really say that Rabba Bar Rav Huna held like Rav Yaakov, that you can wear tefillin at night? Baha Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Sapik Hashecha. Now we're getting towards the Shabbos cases. Sapik Shak Hashecha, Sapik Einuch Hashecha. So you're not sure if Shkia Sakama happened right now, happened yet. So it's a Sapik Vaila, Sapik Yom, right? Benesh Mashos, I guess. So Lo Cholitz, there's no Chiyuv to remove the tefillin at that time. Velo Meniach. However, you may not put on the tefillin once the Shkia Sakama. So you see that they hold that Shkia Sakama you're not allowed to put it on. So to kick a regular Meneshuk is later time. So how are they? How do you say, oh, they're cholok, and they say you can put it on shetikla regular shuk? They say here you can't put it on starting at shkia. So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, right. So the Gemara makes a deal. Havade hashecha cholitz. The Gemara says that if it's sabek hashecha, then you lo cholitz. Mashma, if it's vade hashecha, you would have to take it off. So what are they doing wearing it according to up to shetikla regular shuk? The Gemara says, hassam, what's that, Mr. Ferrari? What's that, hassam? The erev Shabbos itmar. That's talking about Erev Shabbos. What's going on over there? That's talking about Erev Shabbos, that only Ben Hashmashos and Erev Shabbos, Rav Huna say that once it gets dark on Friday, you have to take off the tefillin. Because once Shabbos comes in, you have to worry about it. But on Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, it's interesting, put it on. But Shal Leilos, Rav Huna say there's no chiyuv to take off the tefillin. Therefore, they can daven Mariv even with tefillin. It's only on Friday night that they say you have to take off the tefillin. So now comes the case. Now we're going to see that it appears that these two machlokos as to whether or not you can wear tefillin on Shabbos and whether or not Lila's mat tefillin, maybe interrelated. Why? The Gemara says, Micah Sover. What is the sheet of Rabba Bar Rav Huna? Again, let's see. What did Rabba Rav Huna say? Number one, they said during the we said that during the week you can wear your tefillin at night. Either because Lila is what do they hold? Micah Sover. Ika Sover Lila Tzvillin. Zman Tzvillin. If they hold that Lila is Zman Tzvillin, and therefore they're just taking off to pick up the Rebbe Mashuk because that's a takana to make sure that they don't fall asleep with it. So Ika Sover Lila Zman Tzvillin, Shabbos Nami Zman Tzvillin. They're related. If Lila is Zman Tzvillin, Shabbos is Zman Tzvillin. Patience. The Ika Sover, the word doesn't always give its hand right away. Hold it his hand. Wait. The Ika Sover. And if they hold Shabbos Lazman Tefillin, if they hold that Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin, that's where you have to take it off at night. Lila Nami Lazman Tefillin, right? Lila's also not going to be Zman Tefillin. Why? To Mehechem Imat to Shabbos, because they're going to say from the same limud that you are Mimayit Shabbos, Mehosam Mimate Leilos. The same limud, according to the Mandomer, says that Shabbos is Lazman Tefillin. That limud teaches us two things. Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin, and Lila's not Zman Tefillin. So if they're going to go by that limud, they go by that limud, then it's correlated. So why would it be a difference Friday night or any other night? So Gemara says, the Shabbos, may hustle and matik leilos. This Anya, we had the following brisa. Wait, where is this brisa? This Anya. Okay, the brisa says as follows. The Torah says, after they had the mitzvah putting on tefillin, it says, the pasuk says, v'shamarta es hachuka hazos lemoado miyomim yamima. You should keep this ordinance in its allotted time, miyomim yamima. So the Gemara says, what is it? From the word yamim, it teaches us, yamim v'lo leilos, only during the day and not at night. And then it says, miyomim, what's the extra mem? Miyomim, from the days, v'lo kol yamim. So Rav Yossi Aglivi says, the same pasuk teaches me, not at light, not at night, and not at Shabbos. So if they hold that Shabbos is Lav Man Tzvillin, and that's why they're worried about Friday night, They should also hold that the night is not Zman Tefillin, and they shouldn't be wearing it at all during the week at night. And if they don't hold like Rabbi Yosef Lili, rather they hold like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo Nema Chukah Zo. The question is, what is the adjective of Chukah describing? The pasuk also talks about Pesach in that parsha. So is Chukah talking about Tefillin, or is Chukah talking about Pesach? So Rabbi Akiva says, no, that Chukah is talking about El Pesach Ovad. Rashi says, V'hachik Amar, Asay Pesach Mishan Lashon. You should do the Pesach every single year in its mind. So if that's the case, we don't have, you know, a correlation between Shabbos. First of all, we don't have any limud. We don't have a limud that Shabbos is not at the moment. We don't have a limud that Shabbos is not this part of Tefillin. You're not allowed to return on Shabbos or at night. So maybe they hold it with Rosh and Rabbi Kiva. Right? So lo nemar chukazo ella pesach ovad. Basically, I'm skipping ahead, but we see from here is that if they hold the drasha of Leilos, they hold the drasha of Shabbos. They hold the drasha of Shabbos, they hold the drasha of Leilos. Sorry. They hold the drasha of Shabbos, they should be worried about Leilos. And if they're not worried about Shabbos, they should be worried about Leilos. So, benafgalei, mehecha denafgalei, and where do they learn out that Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin? They'll learn it out from the other drasha of Rabbi Kiva. Benafgalei, mehecha denafgalei, Rabbi Kiva. The sign of Rabbi Kiva says, right, the sign of Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Yachol, Yaniach, Adam, Tefillin, B'Shabbos, Yom Tovim. You may think that a person should wear Tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tovim. This is the drasha we're all familiar with. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Torah says to us, V'hayo lo'os al yorcha, u'l'tokos meidei necha. It should be an os. Misha tzrichim os. Only in the days that require an os, that you have to wear Tefillin. Yachu, Shabbos, Yom Tovim, shein gufan os. Exclude Shabbos and Yom Tov that can goop on os, that they themselves are os. Rashi says, "Shein atman os." Panik and Shmuel saw that it's the os. It's an os. So I don't need it. So they're going to learn that Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin from Rabbi Akiva, but has nothing to do with Leilos. So that's why they were worried about taking up the Tefillin on Friday night. But they hold that Shabbos is last Zman Tefillin, but during the rest of the week, didn't matter. Laila is Zman Tefillin, so they don't hold like Rabbi Yosef Lili's drasha. Only Rabbi Yosef Lili's drasha makes them the same lemur. Kiva drasha doesn't. So therefore, they could be worried about Tefillin on Shabbos and not be worried about Tefillin during the week at night. Yeah, but he learns that from different words. It's yamim yamima. So yamim one and mi yamim, right, the extra man. But we've seen people make other drushes. So very fascinating, right? This, why do we wear, what if we're Tefillin at all? When it comes to a bris, you just say, when it comes to a bris, I always tell the people with the kibbutz to keep their tefillin on. The bris is an os. We just said that you only wear tefillin when there's no os. Right? Three times in the Torah there's mentioned os. Os is by tefillin, os is by Shabbos and Yom Tov, and os is by bris milah. So why do we ever have to wear tefillin, basically, that Abu Dram asked? We always have our bris milah. Why do we have to wear tefillin? We have an os. So he says, that Abu Dram says that Shlosha mitzvahs nemar os, and three mitzvahs it says os, Mila Shabbos and Tefillin, and those are considered the os and the avos that Bnei Yisrael, and we are the avodim to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. And what does Abu Dram say? He says, Al Pishnai Meidim Yochim Davar. You need two witnesses. You need two witnesses. So during the week, we have the Bris Mila and we have our Tefillin. But on Shabbos, we don't need Tefillin because we have the Bris Mila and the Shabbos. But the Abu Dram adds, Al Pishnai Meidim Yochim Davar. I think Rabbi Razin mentioned that. Israel. Razin mentioned that more than one time. That's why on Shabbos and Yom Tov it's an os plus from Tefillin, but by during the week, even though we have the Bris Mila, even though we have the meal, we still need it because we still need the second word. You see, yeah, you write it down. The Primi Gadam mentions this in the Simon Lamed Aleph and Mishnah Tosazov Katan Aleph. He brings down the Smag and the Abu Dram. The Smag is the Mitzvah Haseich of Beis, and the Abu Dram is in Seder Birchas Hashachar. Right, it's a nice shot. They have a question, so they answer it. So this is the nice thing from the Abu Dram. Abu Dram is stuff on davening. I feel it's just beautiful. Okay, so the Gemara says now. So what happened now? An apple a day, yes. Or you need a chicle and a scotch.
Right?
What?
No.
Also. Huh? Apparently not. Apparently not.
Okay.
Well, maybe it's a station like Rama, you have to go to which knocks over the other one. Right, so if you say that women wear tefillin, but women are putter from tefillin anyway. They're not. No, even if you're a woman and you're wearing tefillin, you're doing it as an ena b'tzuva v'osa. Right? There's no tzivoy. It's a mitzvah. It's a sheis ma grum. But maybe that would only apply, I guess, if Laila is not zman tefillin. Right? If Laila is zman tefillin, then you're right. If Laila is zman tefillin, go off on this now. If Laila is zman tefillin, then it's not zman grum. So if Laila is zman tefillin, then you hold that Shabbos is also zman tefillin. No, Shabbos, no one holds zman tefillin. So maybe that's why it's zman grum. Whatever. That's for a different time. And a different speaker. Okay. Fine. So now, the Gemara had mentioned that Shabbos and Yom Tov are called an os. So Tosos, this is one of the four Makoros and Shas that discusses the concept of Tefillin and Chol HaMoed. Right? There's a Gemara here, there's a Gemara in Adrian, Gemara in Kutin, and there's a Yerushalmi in Kutin. But Tosos here says, Yosha Shabbos Yom Tov, and she an Asma Kuin os. What's it, why is it called an os? So Tosos says, in the beginning, Lo mishum de asiri b'asiyis malacha. The os is not because you're asur to do malacha. Da filu cholu shamoed. Even by cholu moed, the shari b'asiyis malacha, that it's mutter to do malacha. That's also a controversial statement. Because maybe cholu moed is asur to do malacha, but they're asur to pay him. But he says that the shari b'asiyis malacha, ika os, it's still an os, and therefore the assumption is that you're not supposed to wear tefillin on cholu moed according to this line of Tosos. Right? Because why? The pesa, the asur b'afilis chametz, or b'sukkah is the chai b'sukkah. He says the os and the mitzvah hayom. Not necessarily the Isra Malacha, the Os of the Mitzvah Hayom. The Os on Pesach and Os on Sukkot apply even on Chol HaMoed. You have to eat Matzah on Chol HaMoed, and that goes better according to the Gro, so there's a key of more than 7 days to eat Matzah. And on Sukkot, you have to pick up the Lulav and Ezra, get to sit in the Sukkot. Right, but that's because we have a different understanding of what Chol HaMoed is. Really, Al-Pidin, Chol HaMoed has a din moed. You're not supposed to do malacha. Right, yeah. But dressed up nice. Yeah, 100%. Right? But he says, Tosu says here, that the asiyas malacha is not the os. It's the mitzvah hayom that are the os. The mitzvah hayom apply to Chol HaMoed. Right? Uba perek basha to moikatan. Then he brings a drasha from moikatan that seems to be a raya that you do wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. He says, no. That's going to point to the mind of Omer who says that Shabbos is matzah. So if you hold that Shabbos is matzah, then you don't have the issue of the oath, and then Shabbos works for him. Oh, you were filling. He's doka that. Right, so he's doka that, and then he says, bring some Yerushalmi. But this is one of the sources. Seems from here, from Tosos here, if you line up the sheets, Tosos here seems to say that you don't wear filling. You don't wear filling on Kolam Oy. The Rashba says you don't wear filling on Kolam Oy. The Rush here, the Mordechai, they say you should wear filling on Kolam Oy. They learned from the Yerushalmi that you're supposed to wear filling on Kolam Oy. The whole thing is about the brachas, right, so then we have the psak, you know, the mechaber pasuk is not to wear tefillin. It's interesting. The mechaber pasuk is like not to wear tefillin, like Tosos, basically. And he doesn't pass. Usually the mechaber's psak is I follow two of the big three: Rush, Riff, Rambam. Rush clearly says supposed to wear tefillin. The Rambam, we make a deal from the Rambam. The Rambam says you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Yom Tovim. Then he gives a list of what the Yom Tovim are, and he explicitly says the first day of Pesach, last day of Pesach, first day of Pesach. So the Rambam says should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, yet the Mechaber leaves that and grabs on to the newfound, the Kabbalah that they found. They found the Zohar later on in time. They think they found the Zohar, and Paschas like the Zohar, not to wear tefillin. The Gro also Paschas not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but, you know, the real Ashkenazim, they wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. It happens to be, because in Israel, the Minhagei Agra, the Minhagei Chassidim took hold so strong that most people do not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. If you try to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed in the Kotel, you may get stoned, but not by an Arab. You're gonna get it. I saw in the Shiur Mosei Chabar Mori, the Rav Salvechik said that his father and his grandpa did not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. They felt that the os is the kedusha of the yom, and the kedusha of the yom Chol HaMoed applies as well, just with the head of Malacha for certain things. But still a kedusha. So that's a big bruhaha, as they say, is what to do. One of the controversial topics, and it's like in Yom Tov, because what are we going to do? What are we going to do next week, Wednesday? Sorry, Thursday, Friday, and the following Sunday. Fine. Okay, that's Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Next. Amar Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar says as follows. Kol HaManiach Tefillin Achar Shkiyas HaChama. This is the point you made before. Anybody who puts on Tefillin after Shkiyah, initially putting on tefillin after Shkiyah, over be'aseh, you violated an aseh. It's an Isra aseh, But the pasuk says what? The pasuk says, "Bishamartes chukazos moda miyamim yamima." Miyamim yamima, which means there's a mitzvah asay to wear tefillin during the day and not put it on at night. But Rabbi Yochanan says it's even worse. He says over belav. He says putting on tefillin at night is a lav. Now that's a lav. Rashi says the pasuk says "Bishamarta." Right? The pasuk says what's the pasuk? "Bishamarta sachukazos moda miyamim yamima." And that's why, and we say that anytime the Torah says "Yishamar Kain Al," it's a lav. So the Gemara says "Lema v'ra'avin Amar Rabbi La." Maybe they argue about that point. The Amar of Abi Amar Rabbi La, Kol Mokum Shneimar Yishamar Kain Va'al in El Lo Saseh. That becomes a lav. And what's our case over here? We say "Yishamarta," the Lashon of Yishamar. That should be a lav. And we say that Mar Rabbi Yochanan says there's a lav. He's played the Rabbi. He holds like Rabbi that Rabbi Avin, who says anytime it says those three words, you get a lav. Umar and Rabbi Lazar, who says that it's only an assay, only. You only violate an assay, that's less like the Rabbi. He doesn't hold like Rabbi, and therefore he says he doesn't hold like Rabbi Avin. He doesn't say it's a laugh. So the question says, no, lo, that's not the case. The Kuleyama, Bain the Rabbi Lazar, Bain the Rabbi Yochan, Islu the Rabbi. They all hold like Rabbi, who's Rabbi Avin, I'm Rabbi Law, who said anytime it's a Shomer pain, and now there's a laugh. So why isn't there a laugh here? Bahaka Miflaki, this is the Machlokas. Ma, Rabbi Lazar Savar, he Shomer the laugh. Hishamer, I say. What do we? He says that Hishamer, right? Hishamer means there's a lav, but only if you're talking about a case where the Torah tells you not to do something. The Torah tells you not to do something with the words Hishamer, pen and al, there's a lav, which means you will get malchus. But the Torah tells you Hishamer by a case where you're supposed to do something, doesn't turn it into a lav. Hishamer de lav, Hishamer de asay, is an asay. And over here, it's an asay. Right, Rashi says, Hishamer de lav, but Allah Sabar. That's a lav gamor. But don't take off the tzaras. To watch over an asay, that's what I say. It doesn't turn it into a lav. It only makes it a lav with free of malchus if you're talking about the Torah telling you not to do something. That's what Rabbi Lazar holds. Umar, Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Hishamer Dasei Nami Lav. He says, no, anytime it says the word Hishamer, that creates a lav in the Pasuk. Hishamer is a key word for a lav. It creates a lav in the Pasuk. So even the Torah is telling me Hishamer by what ostensibly looks like a mitzvah sasei, if it uses the word Hishamer, Hishamer switches it around and turns that into a lav. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says further, or the other one, Rabbi Elazar also, of all these members, Rabbi Elazar. A lot of Rabbi Lazar here. But Amar Rabbi Lazar, Lazar says, okay, we're going according to Mind Amar clearly over here that Laila is not Zman Tefillin. And there's an Isra, whether it's Isra Seh or Lav, to put on Tefillin at night. Right? But he says, the Im L'Shomron, let's say you have no place to put your Tefillin. Right? You have no place to put your Tefillin, and you want to keep them. What do you want to keep them safe? So what do you, and it's nighttime. So Imrutz L'Shomron, Mutter. Then you can put them on at night. In other words, if your purpose is not to be Makai in the midst of Tefillin, or you have another purpose over here, the purpose of keeping the tefillin safe, for whatever reason, then it's mutter to put it on even at night. So it's Shitim Kobetzis, right? Shitim Kobetzis asks, he says, in Tomar, keep the shiur with Shomer Yavar Lav, it's a lot. How are you supposed to do that, right? So he says, Shitim Kobetzis says, they're not talking about a case where you put them on at night, he's talking about a case where they were already on. And now you're worried about taking them off, and you're allowed to keep them on. But it seems to be this chiluk about if they're already on, then it's less of an issue. That's what he says. Yeah, so the issue is only to put tefillin on at night. The issue is not to have tefillin on at night. That seems to be. What's the svara behind that? That's what the Shita Mekubetz is saying. Keeping them on keeping them on at night, you're not supposed to, but you're allowed to keep them on at night if for shmirah purposes. Shmirah of the tefillin, not your shmirah. Yeah, it's a different, that's we don't have meniyah here. He says, Amar Lazar, im l'shomron mutter. Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure. Right, they asked that question. It doesn't work for the people who say that you'll have to leave them on. Okay. So Amar Rav Elazar, im l'shomron mutter. Amar Ravina, Ravina says, one time, Habayasvina Kamei de Rav Ashi, I was sitting in front of Rav Ashi, the Heniach Tfilin, and the Choshach, and it got dark, the Heniach Tfilin, he put his Tfilin on. Well, Amrilei, so I said to him, Vishamar Kaboy Lumar, you must want putting it on because you want to keep them safe, not for any other reason. But Amrilei in, he said, yeah, that's the reason. But I realized, the Chazi Ledaite, the Lav Vishamar Kaboy, I realized that it wasn't the reason why I was putting it on, right? Because Kasavar, right, he held that even though Minadin, it's mutter to put the tefillin on at night, halacha the ain morin king. You're not allowed to state that out loud, because people come to the mezuzah on the tefillin. So he held that Lila is my tefillin. Okay? Fine. He maybe took it off to go to the bathroom, and then admits to the fear that we're wearing tefillin every time you hire to wear tefillin, so he wants to put it back on. We just said, if you don't wear tefillin, whatever the smile of tefillin is, if you don't wear tefillin, then, you eat overall. If you put it on at night, or if you don't wear tefillin, then you vitul asay. So we have to wear, why don't we wear tefillin? Because we're mesiyat mesiyatas, we're protecting ourselves from other more serious transgressions by not wearing tefillin all the time. Okay? Fine. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, I believe, that you're not supposed to wear tefillin at night. Right? Aslan niyat tefillin at night, shem yishkachem v'yishamem. You may fall asleep in them. However, if you put them on before Tishka Afama and it got night, even if they're on you the whole night, you're allowed to wear them, but ain't more in game. The Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to, but ain't more in game. But you just more in game. That's what it is. It's safer. Okay. The assumption being, I guess, the safer is going to be reread by the Talmud Chacham. But you can tell people that if there's no place to put them, they can keep them on. That seems to be the lacha. Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin that, I guess, Abedin Lila is Montfillin. Otherwise, they would say, now I wear it at all. Next case. Amar Rabba Barahuna. Rabba Barahuna says, Chayav Adam Limashmesh B'Tfillin B'Chol Shah. Person should be touching his tefillin all the time. Kabachomer Mitzitz. The Kabachomer from the Tzitz. What does it mean, touching? I think it just means that you're supposed to think about it all the time. Right, Kabbalah mitzitz. Why was it by the tzitz? It says Umatzis she'ein bo elas para achas. It only mentions Hashem's name once. Right, it says Kadosh Hashem on it. Amr Torah. The Torah says v'haya al mitzvot tamid. It has to be on his head all the time. And we know it's not on his head all the time. It's only on his head a certain amount of time. What it means is when it's on his head, he has to be constantly thinking about it. Shelo tatsiyaf daito mimen. No, tefillin sheyish. Right, the tefillin sheyish behen askaras harbe. It says the name of Hashem many times in the tefillin. Alach haskam v'kama. Of course, you should constantly be thinking about the tefillin, and that's and therefore you should always learn about the kabbalah. The kabbalah from the tzitz is a little schwer, but there are other things that we don't learn from the tzitz, right? There are plenty of things that from the tzitz we don't learn about, right? Like by tefillin, you're not able to raise your hand above the tzitz. Kabbalah Homer, by tefillin, you should be able to raise your hand above the tefillin. We don't learn that way. So it's a little interesting. Tosafos in Yomah says that there's a pircha on the Kabbalah, right? So the Kabbalah says that because you could say, the tzitz, the askara of Hashem's name is Megula. Everyone sees it out in the open, whereas by the tefillin it's all covered. So maybe it's not exactly a Kabbalah. Okay. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to have hesek hadas. The halacha is you're not allowed to have hesek hadas when it comes to the tefillin. Quick thing: there's a machlokes shown him what is considered hesek hadas. We'll stop here. The machlokes rishonim, we're looking at the machlokes rishonim between there's a rush in Hilchos Tefillin and the Shagat Chayyim brings down the Ramban. It's whether or not I'll say quickly. The rush says that the Gemara says that Shein Asarai, a small nap, but it's mutter by Tefillin because he says the Iker Hesechadas by Tefillin is Palos Rosh. That's what the rush says. It's Hesechadas by Tefillin, whereas the Shagat Chayyim brings the Ramban that maybe anything is considered a hesekadas, even if it's not kalas rosh, even if it's something to do with mitzvah, it's still considered hesekadas. So it comes to whether or not it was worked out in a tshuva as to whether or not you're allowed to, a sofer's allowed to write the sefer Torah while he's wearing tefillin. Is that considered a hesekadas while he's wearing tefillin? Okay, stop here. Good day.